Hey there, from the CNN Center in Atlanta, I'm Virginia Chow. Thanks for checking in with us. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. President Obama heading to Fort Myers, Florida now to promote his stimulus plan. During his first primetime news conference last night, the president said the odds people are facing nationwide, proof that Congress needs to act fast.
When it comes to the recovery packages, send me a bill that creates or saves 4 million jobs. Because everybody has to be possessed with a sense of urgency about putting people back to work.
Meantime, General Motors has announced it will cut 10,000 positions around the world. It will also temporarily slash the pay of salaried U.S. workers beginning May 1st. GM, one of the world's largest automakers, has faced dismal auto sales. Iran's president says his country would welcome face-to-face talks with the U.S. if they're done in, quote, a fair atmosphere with mutual respect. The remarks come just hours after President Obama said the U.S. is looking for opportunities to talk with Iran. But Mr. Obama said he still has deep concerns with Tehran's actions. Israeli voters are casting crucial votes in parliamentary elections today. Former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu could take the reins again. His party holds a slim lead in recent polls. The war in Gaza and economic instability have dominated the campaign. Thousands of people are expected at the public memorial service for Kaylee Anthony today. Her mother, Casey Anthony, is accused of killing her. She denies those charges. A jailhouse spokesman says she has not asked to watch the service, which will be televised. The service will be at the First Baptist Church of Orlando. It holds more than 5,000 people. Baseball star Alex Rodriguez admitted he took a banned substance for 3 years while playing with the Texas Rangers. Rodriguez says he's still not sure what kind of substance he was taking. What he is sure of is why he did it. He says he gave in to pressure to perform. Be sure to stick with CNN.com 24/7 for news from all around the world. Of course, we will have updates for you right here throughout the day.